Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to A Sound Heart Radio. Jesus said in John 16, verse 33, these words, quote, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world," unquote. This is a very important verse for us to know, because you and I live in very dangerous times. Please note the words of the Savior. "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace." That is God's own peace. When you and I were saved, we had, according to the Apostle Paul in his letter to the Ephesians, we receive peace with God through Christ Jesus, and thereafter we had, or we obtained the peace of God, God's own peace. You and I have been given access to the person of God himself, in Christ Jesus. Jesus spoke these words on the eve of his passion. In the world, that is, in the cosmos, you shall have the ellipses. This word has been translated as tribulation. The ellipses means to crush or to compress. And so, notice that the language states not that this is will not be a that this will be an actuality. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have super overcome. This is the sense in the Greek. I have super overcome the cosmos. So God's peace will be our anchor. It is important that Jesus gave us these words in this manner, because, once again, we live in dangerous times, and we are enjoined not to follow false teachers. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 21, Jesus said these words in verses 7 through 8, quote, "And they asked him, saying, Master, when shall these things be, and what sign will there be when these things shall come to pass? And he said, Take heed that you not be deceived. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. And the time draweth near. The time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them." About 100 years after Jesus, an individual arose in Palestine by the name of Bar Kokhba, and he claimed to be the Messiah. And, of course, he was later crushed by the authorities in power. So, in verses 9 to 11, Jesus tells his disciples and also us that we are not to be frightened by catastrophes associated with the end times. Verse 9, quote, "But when you shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by. The word must in Greek is the word dei, D-E-I, which means it is necessary in the nature of the case. Verse 10, then said he unto them, nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines, and pestilences, or diseases, and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. So, not long before Jerusalem was destroyed in 70 AD, we know that a comet that looked like a sword hung over the city for, well, every night for a year. And so this was a very frightening time for the people of Jerusalem. Verses 12 through 15, Jesus says, do not worry about your legal defense, but, verse 12, but before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you. The word persecute means to pursue. And deliver you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, notice the language, not to meditate before what you shall answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. Now, in verses, in the following verses, he also goes further into this very difficult time. He says, and you shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. Please read about the Boxer Rebellion. In fact, please read Fox's Book of Martyrs, the unabridged version. And please read another later book. I think it was written in the 70s. It was called Jesus Freaks. And it is much like Fox's Book of Martyrs, in that he speaks of believers who were severely, sorely persecuted for their faith. I want to present shows to you that are unencumbered and that are not watered down cultural versions of the Word of God. We live in extraordinary times. So we need to hear the Word of God and the teachings of the Word of God so that we can have our souls built up. We're to be rooted, stabilized. We're to be grounded in the faith, and so that we can grow. So this is the will of God, so that our souls will be strengthened, so that we will have healthy spiritual lives. We become disillusioned and fearful when we stop looking to our Savior, when we stop trusting Him. Peter was bid by Jesus to come and walk on the water, and Peter did so. It is only when Peter took his eyes off the Savior that he began to sink. He looked around at his circumstances. He looked at the situation from a human viewpoint. We're enjoined by Scripture to look at our spiritual lives from divine viewpoint and to trust in God. And so we have this very powerful relationship with our Savior that we must build upon constantly. And we do that through studying the Word of God. So, in verse 20, when you shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that desolation thereof is near. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the countries enter therein. Now, please note that no Christians perished in the fall of Jerusalem in 70 AD, because they knew, they understood the times. But 1.1 million inhabitants of Jerusalem perished, and 97,000 were taken captive. So Jesus warned them to avoid it, to be careful. Later, after Jerusalem was destroyed by the Roman general Titus, it was renamed Aelia Capitolina. So, verse 22, he goes on, for these be the days of vengeance. It should literally read punishment, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people, and they shall fall by the mouth of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trampled upon of the Gentiles until the Kairos, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Kairos represents opportunity, or Kairoi means the opportunity, the opportune strategic epochal time in which to accomplish certain things. The other word in the New Testament for time is chronos, which means succession of events. Here, however, the writer is speaking of Kairoi, or Kairos, the strategic epochal time in which certain events should happen or take place. And so, Jesus said, in this world, we will have tribulation. That is, ellipsis. We will be in other words, tight places. But then he also said, be of good cheer. I have super overcome the cosmos. And because Jesus has super overcome the cosmos, we super overcome in him. We have the victory in Christ Jesus. Let me tell you that one of the greatest things that we can do for our spiritual lives is to learn to praise, learn to lift up the name of God. Now, we speak a lot about prayer time, but let me tell you that praise is also extraordinarily valuable for the believing one. It builds up our hearts. It calms our hearts. It centers us. And produces within us a sense of well-being. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. It is so important that we learn to praise. Praise and prayer are praise, prayer, study of the Word, meditation on the Word of God will build our hearts in these days, so that we will not be disillusioned, and so that we will not be fearful of the future, because we will recognize that fear is not of God, for perfect love casts out fear, and we will know that the future, our personal futures, are in the hands of God. Good morning. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a blessed day.